Hi, Wayne. You're gonna jerk off for me. Go ahead. Take out that cock and start pumping it. I'm gonna make you come. And I might make you come more than once. I know that my voice is irresistible. But not only that will make you come. Paired with my voice, talking some hardcore truths. Your dirty little secret. A secret that would shock anyone who knew you. But I know exactly who you are, what you're into, your deepest desires. But we'll get to that soon. Right now, I just want to warm you up. Now I know, Wayne, that in the past, you have jerked off plenty of times to interracial porn. Pretty white girls sucking and fucking big black cocks. Everyone has. I mean, it's some of the hottest porn. Watching those pretty all-American looking white women become absolute cum sluts. White women that turn into absolute sluts for that big black cock. And it's always impressive, isn't it? Those big, muscly, veiny, big black cocks and the way they move and destroy their white fuckholes. It's pure erotic filth. And I'm sure a part of you watched white women get railed by big, muscly black men. And you think to yourself, this is how women should be fucked. White men just don't do it like black men. And they don't, Wayne. I can tell you as a woman, I don't like watching white cocks on porn. It just doesn't feel right anymore. Those big black cocks just do it for me. And I know it does it for you. And so much so that now you want to be used by black men. You've watched so much interracial porn, practically worshiping black cock by worshiping that interracial porn, that now you want to be the white fuckmate. And don't you dare stop pumping. In fact, you should probably pump a little harder because I'm about to get real filthy. Black men and those big black cocks turn you into a BBC gay man. You think about all the ways you want to worship that black cock. I mean, just imagine it, Wayne. Really put it inside of your mind's eye. Visualize what it would be like, a man standing in front of you, a black man, and he pulls down his pants and boxers, and out springs the most massive dark meat cock you've ever seen. And just like that, it's like a switch goes off. You turn into a little faggot. Your mouth starts watering. Your little white willy inside your boxers starts growing, completely turned on by big black cock. And imagine that dominant man full of so much masculinity, tells you to get on your fucking knees and worship his nigger cock. And I know you would, Wayne. You'd get on your knees so quickly and start licking that dark meat cock all over, putting your lips around it, swallowing another man's cock into your mouth like a greedy little faggot, feeling the power of nigger cock inside of your white mouth while that man grabs you by the side of your head and uses your faggot mouth to masturbate with. You'd choke on that nigger cock, wouldn't you, Wayne? Just so you could ensure that that black man was satisfied. Satisfied with your faggot fuckholes. You'd be more than happy to let a black man fuck your faggot mouth like he's fucking those white girls you used to watch on porn. You'd swallow it. You'd gag on it. You'd be so sloppy, saliva and spit pulling out of your mouth for that big nigger cock. And I know you know from watching interracial porn, black men are not soft or gentle. That man gives zero fucks about your comfort. All he cares about is how this white faggot can make him come. And the thing is, Wayne, I know that you'd be more than thrilled to be his little submissive faggot fuck toy. You even want to worship black men so much that if that man wanted to fuck you anally, you'd gladly pull down your pants and bend over like the faggot you are just to make that black man satisfied. Just to feel what it would feel like to have a big, massive nigger cock balls deep inside of you. What it would feel like to lay there and take it like a faggot slut. Letting a black man fuck you stupid. And I bet there was a time in your life where you could have said, I would never get anally fucked. I'm no gay man. But you have unlocked the beauty and the sexiness. What makes you ultimately horny, that black cock. And you would go against your own morals, who you thought you were, just to get fucked. Just to fuck a black man with your white asshole. To provide him with a cum dumpster, a tight hole. You'd give anything, Wayne. And I know that you're even more desperate to milk a black man inside of you or even on you, just to know that you helped an alpha, masculine black man come. I know you're desperate for that nigger cum, Wayne. You want that nigger cum glazed on your face. You want to taste that nigger cum on your tongue, and you'd keep it on your tongue for at least 5 seconds just to know the taste intimately of what nigger cum tastes like before you swallow it down. You'd let a black man unload his spunk right onto your white, insignificant cock and then use it as a lube to pump until you spurt out your cum. And you definitely would let a black man fuck you raw, unprotected, so he can unload his massive nigger cum, his superior cum deep inside your fuckhole. I bet talking about all this nigger cum makes you want to cum your white cummies out of your willy, doesn't it, Wayne? Well, do it. Do it for that nigger cock and all that nigger cum that would be coated on your face. Nigger cum drooling down your chin. Nigger cum traveling down your throat into your own fucking belly. Cum for nigger cum, Wayne. Do it now and keep stroking because I'm going to make you cum again. You're going to pump and stroke your love for big black cock into your smaller white dick. And I'm not saying yours is super tiny. I don't even know what yours looks like, Wayne. But the fact of the matter is, there is no doubt that nigger cock is way more bigger, way more superior than your own. And instead of you getting all soft and intimidated by that big nigger cock, your white cock stays fucking hard. It grows and swells to the max, even just looking at that nigger cock. And that's because you are a black cock loving faggot, Wayne. You want to offer your body, your own fuck holes to black men. You want to be used, fucked, and brutally fucked. Fuck so hard, you can't even produce words. Your eyes roll back in the back of your head from being fucked so hard by that nigger cock. Because I know you know, from all that interracial porn, niggers, they fuck like animals. They jungle fuck. It's in their DNA to fuck like a damn ape. And you want to be on the receiving end. You want to have interracial gay man sex. You are queer for nigger cum and cock. You're such a gay faggot for black dick that you'd let a big black man just place his big, heavy, dark nigger balls on your fucking face. You try to pop those big things right into your mouth. You'd lick those nigger balls. You'd warm up that nigger cum stored in those big, heavy balls. And if a black man wanted to push you on a bed, open up your legs, and suck on your white willy, you'd gladly let them. There are no limits to how you would fuck a black man, to how you would have gay man sex with a big nigger cock. You are absolutely a faggot for nigger cock. And I want you to say that out loud, Wayne. I want you to hear the words come out of your own mouth. Say this after me. I am a faggot for nigger cock. Say it. Say it out loud. Hear yourself pronounce your love for black cock. That's good, you little faggot. You're such a faggot for black men. You'd let a team, a gang of black men run a train on you. You'd let a team of black men give you a nigger gangbang, using you as a white cum dumpster. Nothing but a little piece of fuck meat, a little faggot fuck meat. And you'd sit there and take it with a smile on your fucking face. You'd come over and over again just from being fucked by black men. You'd be left a whimpering mess, leaking and covered, and nigger come, and that is the ultimate dream come true for you. And you can't deny any of this, Wayne. I want you to take note of how hard your white cock is, how hard you're pumping, how you're probably sweating a little bit. So aroused and horny, being a gay fuck meat masturbation toy for big nigger cock. You want to be used like a little fuck rag doll for black men, just for them to leave you leaking and stuffed with their nigger cum. It doesn't matter. You don't want to date them or be coddled. You just want to be fucked. You want to be a little cum slut for nigger cum. I bet if I gave you the option, you'd trade in your life right now for a lifetime of being a faggot cum dump for black men. Used and sexually abused over and over again, pimped out to black men. A literal nigger cum dumpster. Now imagine that fat, long, beautiful nigger cock stuffed up your ass, balls deep, feeling those big, heavy nigger balls slapping against you with every thrust. And then imagine that same cock, so fat and big, stuffed down your throat, their nigger balls resting on your fucking chin as you're gagging and choking, but loving every second of it. And while you imagine that, I want you to come to that thought, being airtight and filled by nigger cock. How fucking good it would feel to have your faggot fuckhole stretched by that fat nigger dick. How good it would feel to give in to your need to be a nigger cock loving queer. Come now for it, Wayne. Come for nigger cock. Come for being a filthy little cum dumpster for niggers. Do it now, Wayne. Worship black men by coming for them, you filthy little faggot. And that's what you are, Wayne. And it feels so fucking good, doesn't it? It feels good to have a purpose to serve black men as a white faggot. And that's a good job, you filthy little nigger-loving faggot. And I want you to listen to this often. Whenever you're feeling particularly slutty, whenever you're feeling super fucking horny, because this is the real you. I know exactly who you are, even if it is secret from everyone else. You are a big black cock lover, a wannabe nigger cum dumpster. And I never want you to forget that.